This is episode 73, Think Digital First with Warren Knight.
Welcome to EntrepreneurCast. My name is Svetlana, and each day we share an inspirational story or message to help you create the business and life you deserve.
Hi, Warren, and welcome to EntrepreneurCast. It's such a great pleasure to have you finally on the show.
Thank you very much. It's been quite a while now, I must admit. I do apologize about that. That's been my fault. And I've been watching how it's been growing. So I'm really pleased and happy for you with the success that you've been getting with that. And it's a real pleasure to be with you today. So thank you.
Thank you, Warren. So Warren, before we get going with the business side of things, tell us a little bit about who are you outside of your business and what do you enjoy doing in your spare time?
Well, very recently, being the age of 46 and 47 very soon, I became a father for the very first time, which has been amazing, and it's an incredible journey, and she's 6 weeks old now, so that little bundle of joy just seems to be taking up all of my time at the moment. So that's where my focus has been anyway, and she's just amazing. So I feel like all the pieces of the jigsaw are just kind of finally coming together now, so yes.
Yes, I'm super excited for you. I've been watching your pictures on Facebook, and I was like, and I was watching the whole journey from when you were excited when the baby is just about to be due. So
exactly.
I'm excited with you. I'm sure the audience is too.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, going through three rounds of IVF, over an 18-month period, you kind of it makes it very difficult not to be honest and transparent online. You know, you can't. It's a hard journey. If anybody's gone through it, had friends that have gone through it, it's a very hard journey. And you just, you know, for me, it's about transparency and being honest and, you know, deciding what you want to share and what you don't want to share. And, you know, this for me has been an important journey for me, and I happily share it.
So Warren, let's get into the business side of things. Tell us, what is it that you do? What's your business about? And what inspired you to start it?
I've been doing social media now for 9 years, so that's where I've been sort of specializing both with social media and digital marketing. Within my own business, I use other and quite a few other different forms of lead generation and customer acquisition and so on and so forth. But as far as where my passion lies, it is all around kind of social media and digital marketing. And, you know, I have a vision that I want to help 100,000 entrepreneurs by 2019, you know, really kind of get a better understanding of using these great tools that are out there and having the mindset. Really, a lot of it is to do with the mindset. You know, you and I are here today having a conversation kind of through technology, and there just seems to be a disconnect when it's, well, hold on a minute, let me just have a conversation inside with someone in an Instagram and they have a chat back with you, and that's all we're doing here. But it's that disconnect, I think, for business owners. So that's what I love to do. So I've written a book all about it. I'm a professional speaker. I do training. I've built an online digital academy, which is all about helping small to medium-sized companies understand how to use the different parts of social media and digital marketing, but do it in a group way and a community way with the help and support that's there, but with a strategic focus of actually making sure that they're moving in the right direction. So yes.
So, you know, with social media and digital marketing, is there any specific area that you specialize in? Because, you know, usually you get the person who's like the Facebook guru or a Twitter guru or just, you know, focusing on the emails. What's your area of expertise, or is it like mix and match?
For me, it's about the strategy. So to have a successful business, you can't have just one part of that process. You can't just do email marketing really well, because if you do email marketing really well and you haven't generated any leads to put into your email marketing funnel, then that kind of falls flat on its face. If you haven't built your brand on strong foundations when it comes to having your presence online, making sure that you've got the right keywords on your website for a search engine optimization, you're writing great content that talks to your target customers, and then you're taking that content and then sharing it across social networks, but understanding which of those social networks are right for you. So it's more the strategy behind it all And my digital academy then breaks it down for you. I want to know Twitter. I want to know Facebook. I want to know email marketing. I've got a course that I'm doing a webinar in a couple of weeks' time, which is purely about images and, you know, just helping people get design their brand style guides and just staying consistent with their the way their images look. And, you know, all the tools that are out there that allow to automate that all for you. So I just take parts of digital marketing, learn it, understand it, implement it myself, show the statistics around it and show what, if other companies do it and they're consistent with it, the type of results that they can get from it. So yes, it's, but social, I think it's, you know, to step it, to take the peel the layers off the onion, I think it's social media is where, you know, that it sits in my heart. But you can't have all the other aspects, that 360 degree of digital marketing, you know, if you don't, you know, kind of know how to do the social media.
Amazing. Well, Warren, you know, you have your wonderful family, so I'm sure your days changed from how it was before. Yeah. You have your business, you speak as well. I know you authored a book. So what would you say between all of this, what does your typical day look like?
For me, it's I've got to have a team of people around me. I built a technology company, grew that business to be £1 million in less than 2 years. I had shareholders, investors, staff, PAYE, all of those wonderful things that you have, all the success that comes with it, you know, when you built that type of business. And when I actually had to call the liquidators into that company and close the company down, I realized that for me to do the things that are important to me and what I want to get out of life, I realized I needed a team, but that team didn't need to have an office. So now I have three people that work for me, three very different skill sets around what they do. And I've got one person that actually, two of them actually helped look after my diary. You know, I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem at all. Let's have a call. You know, I could do that for you. And then, you know, my diary says, no, Warren, you can't do that. You've got this going on. You've got that going on. So they help me kind of keep my diary in order. But I always do everything in 90-day spurts. So I have a rollout program of products that I'm delivering over the next year. And it starts with the 90 days of the preparation, the research, then me doing the implementation around that, getting the results from it, building it into a story that has a lot of added value behind that. And then at the end of it all, there's a product. And so during those 90 days, I'm really focused on what product's going to be delivered and how I get to that point. And through all of that, you know, I have the team around me that help me build my partnerships, that book my speaking engagements, that help me kind of design my automated marketing funnels. So it's there's a lot that's going on, but the team would definitely, you know, keep me in check.
So the team keeps you in check while you can spend time with your little bundle of happiness.
exactly. It's a lifestyle that I've chosen. I did an article all about, a lot of people talk about having this work-life balance. And, you know, for me, it's about my lifestyle, like the midwife's here at the moment. So I was just with her a couple of minutes ago and I'm sitting here doing this, you know, podcast with you. It's not about how can I segment my day or how can I, I've got to do that over there and do that over here. You know, when I go to speak over in Prague in June, we're all going over there together, you know, and that's the lifestyle that I want.
Warren, you know, throughout our entrepreneurial and business journey, we come across a lot of challenges as entrepreneurs. What would you say was your greatest challenge and how did you manage to overcome it?
I think my greatest challenge to date has to be closing my company down. I'd spent, you know, 4 years building it, turning it into a successful growing technology company, winning awards for the work that we were doing with the technology, and then getting to the point where as a technology company we had run out of cash and the next round of funding that money hadn't been we hadn't got the money into the company at that point. And so to have the conversation with the staff that believed in me, the investors that believed in me, the shareholders that believed in me, to have that conversation with all of those people, you know, and to tell them, I'm sorry, I'm closing the doors, you know, kind of tomorrow type thing, and then bring in the liquidators. that journey, that 3 month journey from that point of making that decision to actually kind of ending, if you like, from a legal perspective, those 3 months were really painful for me, but also in the same time, a huge weight lifted off me. And it kind of, it got me thinking that person who I was isn't the person that I want to be moving forward. But I tell you what, I'm going to take every single ounce of what I learned from a successful and a failing perspective. And I'll use that word in a positive way. You know, I failed in what I wanted to achieve, but how I grew and what I got out of it was worth so much more to me and has got me in this really gorgeous and luxury position that I'm in right now to have this lifestyle that I want.
Amazing.
So that was one of my hardest things to do.
Well, that's the challenging part, and thank you for sharing that with us. But on the bright side of things, what would you say was your greatest success, your greatest success story from your business side of things?
I think at this moment in time was getting my book written. I wrote my book after I'd gone through what I'd been through. And in the book, I'm extremely transparent around where I started, where I came from, you know, started my own business at the age of, in my early 20s, being a professional hip hop dancer, you know, how I got into social media and coming out of the corporate world and starting, you know, getting into social media and just being comfortable about telling my story. And it's not about, oh, wow, you did $1 million of sales in a month, or wow, you built, you know, £1 million business in 2 years. It wasn't about that. It was just, it's my story. And it's what I achieved, the pluses and the minuses. And I just tell the story throughout the book of how you can grow your business to be a £1 million business, but understanding what those pros and cons are at each different turn and stage that you go through within your business. So getting that out of my head and down on paper and now selling thousands of copies of the book, you know, is probably one of my greatest achievements, I would say.
Well, as we already touched on the books, I come across a lot of people who say that at some point in life, they came across a book that totally changed their life. Did you have such an experience? And if you did, what was the book for you?
So many years ago, I got involved with personal development and I got involved with Anthony Robbins. And, there's an organization called the Yes Group. And I really got to understand what it means to develop yourself, you know, as your own persona, and understanding all the different nuances of who you are. And throughout that journey, at that time, I was quite an active salesperson. I was traveling all around the world. I was working with 30 countries. I worked out of China for 11 years. And so there was this, for me at that point, of this is Warren, the emotional person over here that cries at watching Disney movies. And then there's this guy over here that will happily go over to the biggest, you know, chain store over in America and, you know, do a multi-million dollar rollout program with them and sit in the office, you know, over in Burbank with the guys at Disney and be these two different people. So I read this book called Selling with NLP. And that for me, NLP being neuro-linguistic programming, and that for me really helped me bridge the gap between the emotional aspect of who I am and how I communicate with people and how I can help take that energy and harness it for the better good of actually knowing this is going to help that right person. This isn't about I'm going to sell you this product because I want to make money from you. It's about this is a really good thing that I know you as a person would really benefit from. And if it's not right for you now, do you know what? That's fine for you, but I'm always here if you need it. And so help me bridge the gap between the hardcore sales and the emotional, you know, personal development world. So Selling with NLP.
Oh, cool. That's very interesting. So Warren, you're quite an inspiration, you know, and yourself, but who are people that inspire you, and do you have so-called personal heroes?
The simple answer to that question is no, because what I've now started to, I've had some great coaches in my life, and These guys are nameless individuals who have been very successful in a business career. They're not digital marketeers. They're not social media. There was this whole conversation around the word gurus going on. They had nothing to do with my world, but they were just amazing people that were able to achieve amazing things, and I learned a lot from them. And they shall stay nameless because that's their choice. But as I go through my learning process, I come across people at different times of my life that just go, wow, what you're doing right now, absolutely fantastic. And it might be a single website of a single woman or a single guy doing something amazing to their niche market. And I just get drawn into their style, their personality, their persona. And something that I learned many years ago when I read a book called The 4-Hour Workweek by Timothy Ferriss, I read that book and I really thought I could run a business in 4 hours a week. I realized, you know what? I'm not Timothy Ferriss. You're Timothy Ferriss. I'm not. And I'm going to listen to what you're saying. I'm going to understand my personality. I'm going to go out. I'm going to kind of have some fun with it. I'm going to test it with my audience. I'm going to write an article about it and see what kind of feedback I get from it and see how it makes me feel. And if that divide of learning what I learned from that one person connects with who I am as an individual, then at that point, then another part of me seems to pop out. And that personal development just takes me to that kind of next level. So for me at the moment, there isn't any one singular person, but there's a whole community of people that I just love for different reasons.
Sure. And Warren, you know, to run our businesses, we come up with a lot of brilliant ideas, sometimes brilliant, sometimes not really. But where would you say you come up with your best ideas?
I would say massively research. You know, this is why I have this kind of 90-day sprint around from product idea to product delivery. And that delivery includes the acquisition of people wanting to use and buy that product, going through that journey with them and watching them get great results. And if going through that research phase that I realize the market's not ready for it yet, the time that I'm going to have to put into this and the price point that I can attribute to this particular product is not for right now. You know, I will test it through articles. I will run webinars and I'll do all of those things before I then go, this is the product. And if you invest your money with me, if you do it and apply it and take action, these are the results that you can get. So research, I would say, whether you're looking to start a business, you're looking to build new products, you know your market, know your competitors, know who you are and what your strengths are and build that team around you. But that preparation is so, so powerful for me. And that for me is a massive learning curve from many, many, many years ago. So I don't make that mistake again.
and you come up with ideas best when you doing the research and kind of the ideas pop up. That's amazing.
Yes. You know, for me, I've amassed a really nice large community online and a close personal private community of people. And I reach out to those guys. You know, I ask them questions and they give me the results. They give me the answers, you know, and it's fab when you have such a great community of people that are just so open with you and they kind of help you with that research. So, you know, but it takes time, you know, like I say, I've been doing this for years, you know, it doesn't. So, whatever form of success is important to you, it doesn't happen overnight. So you just take your time, and if you're true to who you are, and you know, you can make it happen.
So Warren, just as you said, you have years of experience. You've been in business for a very long time. You came a long way. You got your challenges, but then you got your successes. You know, you got a lot of wisdom. So out of your
it's the gray hair.
So out of your personal experience and wisdom, would you share with us your top three tips and strategies for the listener today, within the business or within social media, whatever you think fits best, really?
Only three. Wow.
Well, you can do more. I don't mind. Really.
Okay. So something that a coach gave to me, and I'll share it with you, and it really has, it's helped me in many of my business situations, but also in my personal life as well. And that is, when your intelligence is high, your emotions are low. When your emotions are high, your intelligence is low. It must, does that resonate with you?
Yeah, big time. Usually.
Exactly. So, you know, for me, it's the words have meaning to them. And so if we look at that as a kind of a step one from a business perspective, step two of that would be, if you're in a meeting and that meeting isn't necessarily going the way that you want it to go, and your emotions start to rise, one of the things that worked really well for me was actually just sitting back in my chair, actually leaning back, just surveying the area, gathering my thoughts, and thinking to myself, the next conversation that I'm going to have, it's either going to lead me one of two ways. One, it's, this has been a fantastic meeting, and the answer's no. Do you know what? And that's great, because once you get to that no answer, you can then close the door on that and move on. Or it goes in the other direction, where you actually, you sit back and you listen and you take on board what everybody's saying around you in that meeting, and you then come at it from a completely different perspective. You start to listen, because we do have two of these and one of these, but we start to listen and we start to realize what other people are saying. And actually, if we draw on our knowledge and experience and we keep our intelligence high, at the end of that conversation, we can come out with a win-win scenario. Whereas if your emotions start to rise and you start becoming, and I'll use a word that one of my investors would use, prickly, because you start getting agitated and you start snapping at people and whatever it might be, you know, you start to lose control of who you are. And ultimately, you know, the win-win becomes a lose-lose. So I'd say probably that's number two, although that's kind of working out of number one. And the third one, and it might be a bit of a cliche, and but I am gonna say it, just do it. Just get on and do it. Do you know what? If you fail, it's okay. If it doesn't work out and you upset some people, as long as you always stand with your feet firmly planted on the ground and you're transparent with those people and you communicate with those people, then do you know what? Everything's going to be all right. So they're my three tips.
You know, just want to quickly get back to the first one. Would you say you are quite an emotional person yourself?
I'm a Cancerian. If you know anything about Cancerians.
You're a Cancer. When is your birthday?
The 27th of June.
27th of June? I'm 29th of June. Hello.
Okay, hello. being a fellow Cancer, yes, I am emotional. And one of the, you know, going back to, if you like, very early on when I was in my early 20s, and when I started my first business, that first business was purely run on emotion. When I build my businesses now and I communicate with people, I focus on the intelligence, but I keep who I am, which is that emotional character. So, yes, I am quite emotional.
So how would you, okay, as Cancerian to Cancerian, how did you learn to keep your emotions under control?
The first part of that is knowing when you're wrong. That's a big part of it, is knowing when you're wrong. Second part of it is, what's the best way to put this across? Mine's gone blank. So knowing when you're wrong is very, very important. Knowing when to say no is also very good, because as emotional characters, we can be very focused on wanting to make something happen, and actually it's just not right for everybody. So kind of, you know, knowing when to say no. But also knowing who I am. You know, I did a lot of work on who I am and the character that I want to be, and that takes time, and there's tears, a lot of tears, there's a lot of sweat, you know, there's a lot of pain. And I was having this conversation actually yesterday. I had some friends around to come and see my baby girl, and his son's going off to university. And we were talking about when you are younger, you seem to be kind of, we were quite gregarious. He was someone that I used to run clubs with like over 20, 25 years ago now. And we had a lot of friends and we'd go out a lot and we'd meet a lot of people. But as we've got older, you know, those friends that start off like a marketing funnel like that, so many of them sit up here. As you get older, you've now got, you know, I've got a handful of close friends that I can rely on for anything. And it's about understanding, you know, who to shake hands, give them a hug and say, you're not right for me in my life anymore. As you go through that state, through those stages with your personal and your business career, that again is a very powerful thing to do, because, you know, that different people come into your lives at different times for different reasons, and understanding that and knowing that, and when to say, thank you for coming into my life right now, but I can't have you in my life in the future. You know, that's okay.
Thank you for sharing that.
Thanks. No problem. This isn't what I was expecting.
Also, Warren, you know, throughout your business journey, I'm sure you came across a lot of resources that helped you within business and life to make your life easier. Mm. Could you just give us a couple of recommendations on the resources that you think could potentially help the listener to make their life easier?
Resources to make their life easier. Now, it's very easy for me to switch over to a technology perspective. Mm. So I'm going to share probably my favorite tool from a collaborative perspective. So if you are in business, or you want to be in business and you want to grow your business, but, you know, the old I've got to get an office and have a team of people is in your mind, then, you know, remove that straight away out of your mindset, because you don't need that. And a tool that I use that helps me collaboratively stay on top of each person and every project that we deliver, it's called Trello, Trello.com. So Trello is my go-to collaborative tool that helps me, you know, with my team around what's going on. It's a really hard thing. So you and I were talking about the PSA earlier, the Professional Speaking Association. You know, that is a fantastic resource to go to if you want to become an influencer within your industry. You want to be, you want to have your own personality. You want to put make your mark in your industry, in your niche, in regards to what you're doing at the moment. The Professional Speaking Association is a great place to start. You know, there are some great events going on. You know, there's events happening locally to you. You know, even if you're not sure about whether or not you want to be a speaker, it's worth going down and listening to other people's journeys around, you know, what they've gone through, and getting tips and tools and tactics and processes and strategies, all that sort of stuff to give you the decision whether or not you want to do that or not do that. Okay, so I'm going to give you my very last one, and I'm going to have to lean down here and grab it. So bear with me. This little piece of non-techie kit has also been very, very invaluable to me, both when I'm working with my teams, when I'm working with my coaching clients, when I'm looking to take what I've got up here and put down on paper. This is called a magic whiteboard. And basically what it is, it's just a roll that enables you to have your own little whiteboard at home. So ultimately, it's if you're at home and you don't want to mark the walls, you don't want to put up a whiteboard, or everything that you do, you're always coming up with new ideas. This just roll of paper just literally peels off of here like that. You can see it peeling off, and you just stick it on the wall, and then you can wipe it clean. You can take it down. You can put a new one up. You can put three in a row and take a picture of it, and then, you know, go back to it again and rub it all out. So this is a non-techie piece of kit. So this is a rollable whiteboard.
Cool. I didn't know something like that exists, actually.
Yeah, it's great. I never leave home without it.
Well, thanks for that, Warren.
No problem.
Warren, you've been in business for a while, and you've been really successful. You had challenges, but then you got successful, and you know, now you also have your family, your daughter, and you're also a speaker and author. You know, you've done a lot. Like, I mean, come on, a lot.
Thank you.
What is next for you? What's your next big dream, goal, aim? And if there is someone listening today who could potentially help you get there, who would it be?
Guy, your questions are good. So for me, my next goal is all about being able to take what I do and take it online even more. So I work with a lot of MBA students. So I travel around the world. I'm very lucky and privileged to be able to do a lot of that. But for me, moving forward, if I'm able to take my family with me, then that's great. But if it's not congruent with what I want my lifestyle to be. So for me, I want to be able to, now, after working online for 9 years, and I really want to be able to work from anywhere. And I literally kind of, you know, mean anywhere. I won't be, you know, I won't be drawn back into London. I moved out of London and I moved to Kent to have my lifestyle with my family. And that was a, you know, that was a choice that I wanted to make. And now I've made that step out of London after 20 odd years. I now realize actually that it doesn't matter where we are in the world. If there's an opportunity that comes up over in Middle East and I can take my family over there and still do what I'm doing, then that's what I'm going to do. I want to have the flexibility and the luxury to be able to make those choices. And those choices come from the hard work and the pain that I've gone through and success, as you said, that I've had, but also the want to give my family, you know, kind of what it wants and what it deserves. So that for me is my next goal, whether it's a, you know, a 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 5 year, 10 year. I haven't defined that just yet. So that's what I want to be able to do. And who can help me make that happen? Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to answer that question, because I do come back to what I was talking about earlier. There isn't ever one person that's going to give you everything that you need. As you grow in business, get yourself a startup coach. If you want to get to £1 million, get yourself a guy that's done that. If you want to get, if you want to find somebody that's taken, you know, a business from a 7-figure business to an 8-figure business, go and work with that person. It's never one person throughout the different changes and challenges that you have through your career that is going to give you the answers to everything for the rest of your career. So unfortunately, I'm going to have to refrain and not answer that question this time around.
Maybe next time.
Maybe next time. Yes.
Well, this has been wonderful, Warren. We are coming to the end of the show.
No.
I know. But before we say our goodbyes, is there anything else you would like to add or advise on today?
If you're fearful about anything when it comes to your business, turn that fear into positivity and just change your habits, change the way that you've been working, and that shift of fear, repetition of habits will change everything in your life, and turn that into positivity and breaking those old habits and building new habits, you know, that's what I would can say to you at that moment, you know, to be able to go and do that. Once you start understanding what those new habits are, then where I've got to with all of that at the moment is all about analytics and analyze everything. Do your split testing, you know, do your soft launches around, you know, your products, your ideas, your concepts, your business, whatever it might be. Learn from that, analyze all that, look at that data, and just make it better, make it better, and make it better, so that when you're in the habit of doing it and you're just loving what you're doing and people are loving what you're doing, it just puts you into a really good place.
Thank you for that. Thanks so much, Warren. Incredible stuff. Really great tips. For anyone who wants to get in touch with you or follow you in any form, how should they do that?
If you want to understand about social media and digital marketing, go over to thinkdigitalfirst.com. There's a whole world of resources there that you can download. I've got a webinar coming up in a couple of weeks' time, all about images, as I mentioned. If you want to kind of start positioning yourself as an influencer in your industry and someone who's a thought leader in your industry, go over to my Warren Knight website, warrenknight.co.uk, and just have a read of some of my articles. Again, I'm very transparent and honest about where I'm at the moment and the things that I do. And some of those articles might just really resonate with you and then get you on your path, you know, of what that success looks like for you. So I've split both of those kind of businesses out because one is very different. They are interlinked, you know, with each other. But you want to learn, you want to take action, jump on one of my online courses. You want to get a better understanding of those stepping stones to be successful. You know, come and read, you know, what's happening over in Warren Knight and connect with me.
Amazing. Thank you again for being on the show. It's been a great pleasure. I'm so happy to see you. And again,
you
congratulations
too.
On the baby.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I really look forward to seeing you sometime soon in London again, perhaps at PSA.
Yeah, definitely. I look forward to it too. Thank you so much. And I just wish you all the best with your new life and with the success that you have with everything you're doing around your podcasting at the moment. So thank you very much for inviting me onto your show.
Thanks, Warren.
Cheers. Goodbye.